Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 2, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Paychex, PayActive help business and employees with on-demand pay option. Noon partners Visa to offer 10% discount to customers for paying contactless. Online payment service Ordo makes P2P usage free for coronavirus crisis. Fitbit Charge 4 launches with built-in GPS, mobile payments. Enterprise Singapore initiative to support SMEs to sell online. FEITIAN, fingerprint cards partner for payment cards made with IDEX biometrics. PaySafe launches PaySafe Cash in Latvia. TrustPay reveals payments product for merchants. Number of purchases transactions in Portugal to decline amid pandemic. Brex offers work from home card rewards. Cards offer SMB relief beyond access to credit. How payment variety drives collections flexibility for SMBs. Adjusting the goalpost in buyer-supplier negotiations. Now let's get started. Paychex, PayActive help business and employees with on-demand pay option. Paychex and PayActive have aligned to offer a cash incentive for businesses looking to provide workers with immediate access to their earned wages, and to waive employee transaction fees. The Paychex Pay on Demand solution gives employees access to an amount equal to their net pay via PayActive's mobile application. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, PayActive is offering US$250 to Paychex customers who enroll in the Pay on Demand service, payable when the first employee leverages the solution. In addition, PayActive is waiving employee transaction fees. The company suggested that providing employees with immediate access to earned wages is the fundamental mission of them. Noon partners Visa to offer 10% discount to customers for paying contactless. Noon has partnered with Visa to offer new UAE and KSA customers a 10% discount when they pay online using their Visa card. Noon is a well-known online shopping platform in Middle East, and the first e-commerce company in the region to fully shift to cashless options for the payment of online orders. Visa cardholders in UAE and KSA can enjoy 10% off up to 50 United Arab Emirates dirhams per SAR, approx. USD, on their first Noon order. Since the onset of the COVID-19 outbreak, Noon has seen a surge in home deliveries in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Noon has enacted several measures, such as adding a leave at my door option at checkout, sanitizing its facilities and packages and monitoring the hygiene of warehouse and delivery personnel to stem the spread of COVID-19. Noon maintained that its move to remove cash on delivery and only accept prepaid payments was rolled out a few days ago and that it has been well accepted by their customers. Online payment service Ordo makes P2P usage free for coronavirus crisis. UK-based payment service Ordo has launched Ordo Neighbor to Neighbor for those in need of help, or assisting others, during the COVID-19 pandemic. An online payment service is offering person-to-person usage free of charge to help neighbors looking out for the community during the coronavirus crisis. Ordo has launched Ordo Neighbor to Neighbor for the estimated 65% offering or planning to support others, such as the elderly or NHS workers with everyday essential tasks. It has made its payment service free for person-to-person usage for the duration of the UK's social distancing and self-isolation period. The Ordo Neighbor to Neighbor scheme allows those helping others by collecting or paying for prescriptions, shopping or other essentials, to use it to pay using their bank's mobile or online service in a secure way. Fitbit Charge 4 launches with built-in GPS, mobile payments. Fitbit has launched a new fitness tracker, the Fitbit Charge 4, including upgrades revolving NFC payments directly using the gadget. The Fitbit Charge 4 offers the company's most advanced combination of sensors and features that includes the usual suite of sensors used for tracking a user's heart rate and other vitals, along with a few new additions. Perhaps the biggest add on the Fitbit Charge 4 is the arrival of built-in GPS. This allows Fitbit owners to track their workouts on a map while leaving their phones behind. When using the Fitbit app after a run, the data can be shown on a map that includes how intense the workout was at certain points and showing pace and distance. Beyond the inclusion of GPS, the Fitbit Charge 4 also features Fitbit Pay for NFC payments without using your phone, and there's also an SPO2 sensor. That sensor is used to power Fitbit's estimated oxygen variation graph in the Fitbit app. Enterprise Singapore initiative to support SMEs to sell online. Enterprise Singapore has launched the e-commerce booster package initiative to support SMEs who have little or no e-commerce experience to sell online. The package provides support to retailers for domestic and overseas markets. For the domestic market, retailers will receive assistance from four e-commerce platform providers, Amazon, Lazada Singapore, Qoo10 and Shopee. Sellers can apply with only one platform partner, with whom it has no existing account. Retailers will receive a one-time 90% support on qualifying costs for the fees charged, capped at US$9,000. The platform providers will work with sellers to curate and list products for up to 6 months, participate in promotion campaigns, fulfill orders and perform basic data analytics of sales. Sellers eyeing overseas markets can make use of Enterprise Singapore's ongoing multi-channel e-commerce platform, MEP, program. In terms of manpower, Enterprise Singapore will support 90% of the qualifying manpower cost for 3 months. FEITIAN, fingerprint cards partner for payment cards made with IDEX biometrics. Fingerprint Cards and FEITIAN have entered into a global licensing agreement for software platforms for payments and access control from FPC, and a volume order of FPC touch sensors. The agreement will result in the development of biometric payment cards and access devices such as physical access cards and FIDO-enabled devices for logical access. The dual-interface biometric payment card from FEITIAN features dual-interface tech from IDEX Biometrics, and has been successfully certified by the Bank Card Testing Center (BCTC) for China UnionPay requirements. IDEX Biometrics claims that any issuer can now work with FEITIAN to issue China UnionPay cards, which paves the way for broad market adoption. UnionPay is a card network, with more than 7 billion cards issued, while BCTC Beijing is an accredited facility for international third-party testing and certification. The new certification includes tests of card structure robustness, security, and biometric performance. Hardware, software and an algorithm provided by IDEX were all tested during the process. Paysafe launches Paysafe Cash in Latvia. Payments platform Paysafe has launched Paysafe Cash in Latvia, allowing consumers to make online purchases without a credit card, according to Verdict. Paysafe Cash was designed for consumers without a bank account or credit card, and for those who do not want to disclose sensitive financial data. Since 2011, Paysafe has had a presence in Latvia with its prepaid cash solution Paysafe Card. The company will leverage the existing distribution network of retail franchise Narvesen, which has 250 payment points, increasing the availability of e-cash across the country. The customer must select PaySafeCash as the payment method at checkout and load the generated QR barcode to their wallet. The code can be either printed or sent to a mobile phone. Using the search function, the customer must find the nearest PaySafeCash payment point. Here, staff will scan the QR barcode and then the payment is made. The online shop processes the order directly after payment and the goods are delivered. No customer account or credit card data is required and the payment is completely secure. PaySafeCash is currently available in 26 countries. TrustPay reveals payments product for merchants. In order to help merchants who face the coronavirus challenges and are forced to adapt their operations almost overnight, TrustPay has launched a new service, Payment Links. One of these challenges is the necessity to limit the contact of their employees with clients, which can be quite problematic for certain merchants. Merchants, which accept orders via a phone or email and so don't usually sell their products via an online store, struggle to find an effective payment method. Their customers usually have to pay with cash or by card via a physical POS terminal during a personal collection of their order. These are exactly the merchants who can benefit greatly with Payment Links. With Payment Links, after accepting an order from a customer, the merchant just has to put two pieces of data into a displayed form in an online environment, the amount, which the customer should pay, and a reference, to be able to identify the payment when it arrives. The merchant generates the payment link with a single click, which can then be shared with a customer via an arbitrary communication channel, SMS, WhatsApp, email, etc. Once the customer clicks on the link and executes the payment, everything is completed. The merchant receives a confirmation via email with seconds and can safely dispatch the order with no further delay. This service limits the need for interaction between employees and customers, it facilitates cash flow as customers pay up front, and it enables remote sales for those who were dependent on personal selling up to now. There is no integration needed to launch the service and no prior experience with online payments either. Number of purchases transactions in Portugal to decline amid pandemic. SIBS, a payment processing and financial technological services provider, has published an analysis on the evolution of consumption data in Portugal over the past few weeks in context of the coronavirus crisis. In the context of the Portuguese government measures towards social isolation, there was a sharp drop in the number of the purchase transactions, which decreased 56%, compared to the average before the confirmation of the first case of COVID-19 in Portugal. Thus, the number of purchases dropped to about half compared to the daily average before the first case. This reduction in frequency was accompanied by an increase in the average value of purchases of 12% to €38.08. There has been a progressive shift from in-store towards online purchases. Online purchases also decreased during this period, but significantly less, minus 30% versus average week before COVID-19, than in-store purchase. The average ticket of online purchases has increased slightly to €39.07, plus 6%, in this period. As in previous weeks, there was a concentration of purchases in super and hypermarkets and pharmacies and drug stores, sectors which now represent more than half, 58%, of the total purchases made in Portugal in the last week. The number of purchases with the wallet MBWay, national app available for Android and iOS, increased significantly during this period. An evolution that highlights the convenience of using MBWay, both in-store, since it allows all payments to be made exclusively with the mobile device without any contact to the merchant's terminal, in compliance with health authorities' recommendations, according to the official press release. With more than 9 different features, MBWay is a preferred payment wallet in Portugal. Brex offers work-from-home card rewards. Upgrades to corporate card issuer Brex's card for startups will accommodate the current COVID-19 lifestyle of working from home and calling for delivery to get food. The upgrades, issued March 31, are a different world from the card for startups' usual forte of helping deal with travel and meal expenses. But with the coronavirus disruption of life, the card for startups' new options will help Brex users keep the same value. Those who use Brex as their primary corporate cardholder will find themselves reaping the benefits: 7 points per dollar for remote work tools, 3 points per dollar on food delivery, 2 points per dollar on recurring software. For everything else, there will be an extra 1 point per dollar. However, as usual for Brex, if a startup is using other cards alongside its own, there will only be 1 point per dollar offered across the board. Brex says remote work carries many different tools under its umbrella: video conferencing software like Zoom or GoToMeeting, instant messaging platform Slack, market intelligence app Gong, and remote work software Monday.com. For food delivery, any of the usual apps such as Caviar, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Seamless apply for the card. Brex has also added new discounts, including things like $100,000 in credits for Amazon Web Services, 25% off an annual subscription to Slack, and half off a subscription to the annual Dropbox Business Standard, which allows for 5 terabytes of storage on that platform. Those will be available for all people who have Brex cards. Those who already have a card and want to access the new rewards program can email support@brex.com to set up the new program. Things have otherwise remained the same for Brex, however, such as its high standards to qualify. Businesses must have a balance of at least $100,000 at all times in order to be eligible. Brex also recently acquired 3 businesses, Neji, Compose Labs, and Landria, which the company says will help expand and diversify its business offerings. Cards offer SMB relief beyond access to credit. With cash flow constraints dominating the headlines, financial service providers are introducing a slew of new products and services to help small businesses strengthen their financial standings amid the coronavirus crisis. The commercial credit card is increasingly viewed as a critical tool for these small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, in need of fast access to credit, but many financial institutions are going further to nix fees on their card programs, including card products for small firms. Other banks and B2B fintechs, meanwhile, have found additional ways to wield the power of the commercial card this week. Some are using the tool to accelerate access to revenue or financing for businesses, while others have adjusted rewards programs for the new reality of stay-at-home staff. PYMNTS rounds up the latest in commercial card innovation below. Comdata fuel cards facilitate factoring. Comdata, a Fleetcor company, is putting its fuel card offering to a new use for shippers to accelerate access to payments. The company announced the launch of Comdata QuickPay, an invoice factoring solution powered by MetaBank division Crestmark. The tool offers financing for fleet owners to receive capital on loads they have delivered instead of waiting the traditional 30 days for customers to make payments. Users can receive funds same day via their Comdata fuel cards, the company noted. PayRange accelerates vending machine capital. PayRange is another fintech using card products to accelerate access to capital for businesses and professionals. The company has launched a new solution for the operators of vending machines to immediately access revenue from those machines via their debit cards. In a statement, PayRange CTO Prashant Kanhir said the solution is designed to provide financial support to unattended retail operators like vending machine operators, who are providing an essential service during this global crisis. Operators can see mobile transactions settled in near real time, with the ability to withdraw those funds via their debit card at ATMs. Brex offers work-from-home rewards. With more employees working remotely, commercial card fintech Brex has introduced a new rewards feature that allows corporates using the Brex card for corporates to opt into reward bonus categories designed for work-from-home staff. Purchase categories offer added reward for spending on tools like remote worker collaboration technologies and feed delivery, as opposed to the traditional reward categories of dinging out and travel, according to NerdWallet reports. Banks nix SMB card fees. As more financial institutions introduce a slew of relief efforts, from new, low-interest loan products to lower or eliminated fees, Associated Bank has announced that it will waive fees and not assess fees for late payments or over-limit spending, a feature the bank said will apply for both consumer and small business credit cards. Reports in Forbes noted several other financial institutions have similarly introduced measures to ease the burden of card fees on their small business customers, including Huntington National Bank. Plastiq raises $75 million for SMB card technology. While coronavirus uncertainty has spread to the venture capital world, B2B fintech Plastiq still managed to secure $75 million in new funding led by B Capital Group. The Series D investment also saw participation from Kleiner Perkins, Khosla Ventures, Accomplice and top-tier capital partners. Plastiq aims to promote small business commercial card adoption by enabling small businesses to make payments via cards even when vendors don't accept them, allowing funds to land at sellers via ACH, checks or wire. The company plans to enhance its product offering with the new funding as it explores value-added features like spend analytics and working capital benefits for small businesses. How payment variety drives collections flexibility for SMBs. In the consumer commerce world, offering customers choice in how they pay for goods and services across channels is an important part of offering an optimal end-user experience. In the B2B world, however, small businesses offering payment choice is less about a positive customer experience and more the result of how a customer demands a certain payment experience. For payment service providers, this presents an opportunity to guide small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) that serve both business and consumer customers toward solutions that can not only support customer satisfaction, but also promote efficiencies for the seller as well. According to Weave Senior Director of Payment Operations Tamara Gray, there are a variety of reasons why small businesses in particular struggle to let go of outdated collections processes that don't suit their own needs, or the needs of their customers. It's muscle memory, she said of the ongoing use of the paper invoice. It's what they've always done, and it works with their accounting system. Why friction persists? The friction for customers of legacy collections tools is obvious, an experience of a cumbersome process of waiting for an invoice to arrive in the mail, and logging online or calling in to manually enter credit card data. For B2B customers, receiving paper invoices and mailing paper checks has its drawbacks as well. Time is of the essence for B2B small businesses, said Gray. To have someone sit down at a desk and write checks, they don't have time. They're too busy trying to figure out how to put together the bid for their next piece of business. For the small business, too, there is significant friction, with Gray pointing to the cost of generating and mailing out those paper invoices as one of the largest. But traditionally, there have been significant barriers to adopting better collections methods as well. The price and complexity of more sophisticated payments collections technologies are among the tallest, Gray said, with tools like text-to-pay functionality simply not economical enough to warrant an investment even despite a better customer experience. Accelerating collections. As the payments landscape and the economy at large continue to evolve, small businesses increasingly demand solutions that can accelerate their order-to-cash cycles. Get me my money as fast as you can, Gray said of SMB's demands today. Let me get my money in the most convenient way possible, because that is going to increase my loyalty with my customers, whether they be B2B or B2C. While she added that more SMBs are interested in adopting digital payment methods in an effort to present their customers with more choice, they continue to struggle to overcome the pain points of managing multiple payment rails in a card-not-present environment, and the security risks it presents. Businesses in medical services and other similar fields will often need technologies that can accept payment after services have already been completed, and when that payment cannot occur face-to-face, perhaps because of insurance or co-payment issues, businesses need ways to accelerate collections remotely. And increasingly, as gig workers and independent contractors demand mobile payment and collection solutions, digital ways to accept payment when a customer is in a different location are vital. These are some of the scenarios helping to drive adoption of text-to-pay, though it's important to note that this collection strategy must exist in cooperation with a variety of payment methods in order to suit all needs and scenarios on both the buyer and supplier end of a transaction. There will always be people who want to go in and use their card face-to-face, she noted. But small businesses are interested in text-to-pay, and that's going to expand. finding flexibility. But while SMBs are facing growing pressure to expand collections options and embrace payments digitization for their business and consumer partners, there is also the need for their payment service providers to similarly demonstrate flexibility in their offerings. Providing a range of payment options means having to consolidate transaction data in the back office for accounting, for example, while extending technologies that are both affordable and nimble for SMB users. There are also opportunities for value-added services to further add flexibility to the payments and collection process, from adding card-on-file capabilities to integrating financing or payment plan solutions. As Weave explores these avenues, Gray said the company is also focusing on educating small business clients to the value of adjusting their collections strategy. It's not that they don't understand the technology or that it's too cumbersome. From a pricing perspective, she said, it's that they've always done it a certain way. We need to help educate them on new, faster, easier ways to go. Adjusting the goalpost in buyer-supplier negotiations. Managing supplier relationships strategically is more crucial than ever to maintain supply chain flow and keep store shelves stocked. But when a company like Walmart or another Fortune 500 firm finds itself with tens of thousands of suppliers, fostering those relationships and keeping vendor contracts up to date is next to impossible through manual work alone. That's especially true for the so-called long-tail suppliers, the majority of a vendor base with contractual agreements that remain too small to warrant the resources required to renegotiate arrangements on products, pricing, and payments. As a result, organizations are missing out on widespread optimization stuck within the collective inefficiencies of individual, smaller contracts. My message to the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies is that you have almost $500 million worth of unclaimed value in these long-tail supplier agreements, said Pactum CEO Martin Rand in a recent PYMNTS interview. Automation in supplier negotiations is key to managing the volume of contracts for such a large, global organization, but it's equally important to maintain a human quality in discussions to preserve the buyer-supplier relationship and to find value for small suppliers, too. Neglecting the long tail. When the vast majority of such a high volume of suppliers falls into the category of unmanaged tail spend, large corporate buyers will find themselves with unoptimized supply chains that are very likely costing them money. According to Rand, about 80% of vendors for Fortune 500 companies are considered these types of long tail suppliers. Organizations will establish a contract with these partners when they first come into the fold of their supply chains, and then neglect to revisit those agreements in the future. While it's costly to manually renegotiate thousands of individual agreements, Rand noted, it's similarly expensive to manage them one by one. He offered the example of copper prices to demonstrate the significant impact of inefficient, outdated vendor contracts. We look at today's economy in flux. Let's look at commodity prices, like copper, he said. The price is now 20% cheaper than it used to be 2 months ago. 20% is a big deal. If these input prices change so drastically, and if supply chains are now disrupted, then changes have to be made. While the largest conglomerates may be able to absorb the costs of failing to address these changes, nobody likes wasted spend. What's more, said Rand, it's just as important for corporate's small suppliers to renegotiate contracts as it is for the buyer. Balancing the leverage. Buyer-supplier negotiations are often approached with the corporate buyer coming into the conversation from a position of power, particularly when some of the largest organizations in the world are negotiating with a small vendor. But it's critical in contract renegotiations for both sides to benefit. This is the Pareto optimal principle of equilibrium that enables one side to gain without forcing the other side to lose, Rand explained. That means the agreement is efficient, he said. However, when humans negotiate deals, or when a deal is struck one time and then never updated later because it's too expensive, those contracts are not Pareto optimal. Generally, people have a hard time reaching this state. This can be applied to negotiating the price of goods, payment terms, warehousing, transportation, and even data exchange. The latter is a particularly intriguing opportunity to ensure that both buyer and supplier benefit from renegotiations, with larger corporate buyers holding highly valuable data on products to which buyers rarely have access. Buyers could share this data and it could be used in product development for a small company to be more efficient and make more money, Rand noted. Automating the conversation. The art of negotiation has, for centuries, involved face-to-face conversations, and the introduction of automated technology like artificial intelligence (AI) and chatbots into this dynamic may raise some eyebrows. According to Rand, Pactum's technology continually learns from past experiences to offer the most effective negotiating strategy without compromising the pursuit of Pareto optimal agreements. He cited internal research to reflect users' satisfaction with that chatbot, with customers describing the tool as polite and a better listener than a human. Sometimes big enterprises approach the negotiation from a position of strength, he said. But the bot can spend time with the small vendor and weigh out all of the possible benefits it can bring. Automation technology brings further efficiencies through not only automating the contract negotiation process, but also by integrating with ERP systems to actually apply and enforce those new agreements. If supplier payment terms have been lowered from 90 to 45 days, for example, that information is sent to an ERP to automatically begin paying invoices within 45 days. Major conglomerates are leaving money on the table by failing to address their long-tail vendors and legacy agreements. But in today's market, capturing wasted spend isn't the only priority for businesses large and small. It's also critical to promote stronger business partnerships to ensure that everyone within the supply chain can optimize operations and remain financially healthy. This is not really a time to leave inefficiency in contracts, said Rand. It is especially important now to make sure that both sides take the maximum value out of each contract. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.